Aucklanders have just a few hours left to have their say on sweeping cuts the council's proposing to meet a massive shortfall in its annual budget. The region's libraries stand to lose funding through reduced hours and programs. But some Auckland residents say libraries are essential for the community and their education and shouldn't be interfered with. Reporter Tom Taylor and cameraman Nick Munro have the story.
In the consultation document for this year's annual plan, Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown doesn't mince his words. He says the council needs to reduce spending on nice-to-haves and instead prioritise projects that'll make Auckland a resilient city. The mayor's taken aim at declining book readership and questioned whether libraries need to be open as long as they are and whether they can make better use of volunteers as opposed to paid staff. The council's local boards, all charged with making savings, have put forward their own plans, many of which involve significant cuts to library services.
Here at Auckland's Central City Library, opening hours may be reduced to 6 days a week. It's one of several cuts that may affect the region's libraries, with job cuts potentially on the line too. We asked the people of Tamaki Makaurau what they made of these proposals.
I would say that would be quite short-sighted. I think, particularly at the moment, there's a lot of people who need these types of community services, and I think there's other areas where Auckland Council could find budget.
I would get pretty annoyed because I remember growing up I was always in the library on the weekends because you had no sport on, you'd just be there reading comic books or reading children's books.
If you're going to cut the hours back, that's like going to be a lot more people out on the streets, mate.
The number of items, including e-books, issued by Auckland Libraries has dipped over the last 3 years, with the 13.1 million items checked out in 2022 falling well short of the council's target of 16.4 million. But the council also notes that these numbers were impacted by COVID-19. And as these Aucklanders say, the services libraries provide go well beyond book lending.
Honestly, I think it's just kind of having like a communal space that everyone can kind of go to and have access to like knowledge and everything, because we do kind of tend to live in a really kind of separate kind of world now. So I think those public areas are really good.
Well, I think they provide a lot of access for a lot of people who might not necessarily have it. Obviously, access to information, internet, books. So I think it's an important community service.
Cameron's working on a university project and says the library is an indispensable resource for specialty engineering or science publications. He's concerned that budget cuts may mean fewer qualified librarians who can help him find information fast.
So if I'm going to look for a book that I don't know the genre of, I'm usually always going to start for help because I would have no clue where it is otherwise. And if I need somewhere quiet to study and stuff like that, I would go there and I would find a little spot to study in and read a book.
Cameron says reducing funding for libraries would have negative outcomes for New Zealanders' education, and not only for university students like himself.
Education is a pretty important thing, so investing in that, I feel like we should invest in it more and not take away funding, especially something like education and library. A lot of people that are misfortunate don't have access to computers, books, stuff at home, so a place where they can go and feel safe and get educated is pretty good in my opinion.
Most local boards list libraries' opening hours as one of the areas they could cut, usually from 7 to 6 days a week. Some local boards, such as Albert Eden, would look to implement a network approach, staggering closures to ensure a nearby library is open. Howick's local board says cuts could mean a decrease in literacy programs and access to information, while the Kaipatiki local board says they could also lead to job losses. Consultation for Auckland Council's annual budget closes at 11 o'clock tonight.